time for Brittany J's tea for the day.
Yes, and today, Floyd Mayweather, he is number one on the Forbes top 100 highest paid entertainers list. Why are we surprised? We
Again?
Shouldn't be. Yeah. Right, exactly.
Again.
This is like the second time in 5 years he made this list. He earned $285 million pre-tax.
What?
Number two is George Clooney. He follows by $50 million. He earned $239 million since he co-founded the Casamigos Tequila Company. I didn't know he did that one. I've actually served a lot of that. Like, that's pretty popular tequila.
That's dope.
So that's what's up. Kylie Jenner is number three with $166.5 million, and The Rock is number five with $124
million.
How do I get to their house so I can slip on their floor? I got to do something. Damn. So Kodak Black will be getting out of jail soon. In April, he pled guilty to two probation violations, including driving on a suspended license and associating with people committing crimes. And he was sentenced to a year in prison. So he's been doing good in there. He got his GED while he's in there. So he's supposed to get out in October, but the judge gave him 30 days of time served on paper. So he'll be out August 18th, ready to mumble on your airways. He's ready. He's ready. I hope he cut his hair. I think he cut his hair. Mm. All right, and take the grills out. Jesus. All right, anyway. T.I., remember he had the issue back in May with the security guard when he wouldn't let, when the security guard wouldn't let T.I. onto the property. So Clifford Plorifidus Harris, I gave him that name.
No, I
made
I was
it
about
up.
To say.
I don't know what Plorifidus means.
Where you get that from?
I said Plorifidus because it sounds like a word that he would say like in when he's talking to somebody.
Hey.
Plorifidus, conspicuous and situationalist. I don't know. So he's being charged with three misdemeanors. The charges are simple assault, public drunkenness, and disorderly conduct. So T.I.'s lawyer said the charges are baseless and ill-founded, and sources say he probably won't face any jail time, so that's good. More in light skin rage. El DeBarge, he caught a slight case over the weekend. TMZ said he got into an argument Friday night and chased the guy out of a house. So the guy got into an RV, but DeBarge was still going at it. He chased the guy down with a wrench and smashed the RV's windshield.
What?
So the other guy called the police, and DeBarge was arrested for felony vandalism, and he spent the night in jail but had to post $20,000 bail to get out.
Mm.
Yeah, he's just trying to ruin the rhythm of his night. This is what you get.
This
you get
moment.
In your ass.
Yeah, this
you
moment in beige rage.
All right, that's it for the team.
Jeez, I'm still tripping over the Jackson's comment you made earlier.
Yo, people called up here. Shout out to all people who called up here telling me I don't have no friends. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. With that being said, listen, we got another $1,000 with the cash code coming up in just a few minutes. Keep it right here. It's hot.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.